For years, the Utah Lake Commission has been paying a commercial fisherman to remove thousands of tons of carp from Utah Lake. Now it's asking for $7.5 million from the state to help reach its goal of reducing the carp population by 75%. Commission Director Reed Price says that work has been supported with federal grants and other funding, but the people of Utah own the lake, and he says it's time for the state to step up.
Those sources have been drying up, and the progress that we've made, we don't want to lose. So we're approaching the legislature saying, partner with us, help us out, step to the plate, and make sure that this moves forward and is successful.
Carp were introduced to Utah Lake in the 1880s, and their population exploded, limiting the number of other fish species such as bass and catfish. A new study from the Environ Corporation says a $7.5 million investment could yield economic benefits to the state of more than $94 million. Dan Bomas, KUER News.